بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، وقال الله تعالى: فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابيه فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دوشة بالله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, the day of Qiyamah in the Holy Quran is described as Yawmuddin. Yawmuddin is the very third verse of Suratul Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmuddin. Yawmuddin. Yawmuddin is translated as the day of repayment. For some people, the day of Qiyamah will be a day of great joy, a day of salvation, a day of peace and contentment. As mentioned in one of the verses of the Quran, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. One is friends of Aqsa and one is friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are friends of Aqsa, you are also the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ. What is أَوْلِيَاءُ اللَّهِ? Friends of Allah. For those people who are the friends of Allah, لا خوفٌ. They have nothing to fear. They have nothing to fear. No fear of death, no fear of qabr, no fear of maidan hashr, no fear of jahannam. They are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا خوفٌ عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. And for them there is no dejection at any time, at the time of death, maidan hashr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that event in Surah Al-Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And for that person who receives his register, his book of accounts, his book of records of his actions, if he receives it and it is given to him and he collects that register in the right hand, subhanallah, he is the winner. He has achieved salvation. He is from the faizeen. Wo aadmi jo kamyab ho gaya. Subhanallah al-azim. And when the register, when the book of accounts is given in the right hand to the individuals that will be there, inshallah, may all of us be of those, inshallah, ashabul yameen. Out of sheer joy, he will be so happy, so happy. Someone, he's not in England anyway, a friend of mine in Portugal, he even sometimes rings me, a very close friend. Every time he phones me, Assalamu alaikum, Mauli sahab, khairiyat, alhamdulillah, make do I win the lottery. What does he say? Make do I win the lottery. Mauli sahab, I'll give you 50%. Well, if he wins the lottery, believe me, you won't want to share his money with anyone. Lottery is haram, not jais. But that is what he would say, and I'm sure it is just out of the relationship that you have, the friendship that you have. I'm sure he doesn't mean it. But if someone is playing lottery, it is haram, of course. There is no explanation of that. It is haram. And out of joy, on the day of Qiyamah, he will shout. Everyone there is naked. As I explained to you through the riwayat of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. And he will call out, فَيَقُولْ هَا أُمُكْرَوْا in Arabic. Come here, come here, come here, come here. All of you come here. هَا أُمُكْرَوْا هَا أُمْ come here. Read. هَا أُمُكْرَوْا كِتَابِيَ read my record book. Read my book of accounts, my register, read it. The life that was given to me, 63 years, everything is in there. Every detail is in there. It's got a tick, excellence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted my amal. How mukraw kitabiyah? And he will say, Inni zanantu anni mulakin hisabiyah. I knew that this day will come. I knew one day we would have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kamyabi is for him. So for some that day will be a joyous day, inshaAllah ta'ala, for the believers, for the Muslimin, for all the Muslims inshaAllah. And for some that day will be a day of great sorrow and grief and pain. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ And for some the book of accounts will be given in the left hand. And when they receive it in the left hand, they will look down. فَيَقُولُ And they will cry. And they will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ Oh, I wish this book of accounts was never given to me. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ So I would not know of my reckoning, my hisabu kitab. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ I wish death would come now, and it would be the end of it. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ At that time in Maidan-e-Hashr, he will say, Today my wealth is not helping me. Maliya. My money is not helping me today. And Qari Sahib read in Surah. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ For those who make jama, accumulate wealth, and who are stingy, أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالَ And every time they get an opportunity, they put the plastic inside and my bank balance, yeah, bank balance, bank, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, Allahu Akbar, ziyada. Stingy. Not for those who are sakhi. For those who are sakhi, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was given two daughters of the Prophet for being generous. Subhanallah. Zunnurain. Alladhi jama'a mala. They accumulate wealth, not only do they accumulate wealth, وَعَدَّدَهُ And they love counting notes, 20, 20, 20, 20. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ No offense to brothers who have wealth, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah al-Azim. I'm just making a translation of the Quran. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ If the heart is clean, Alhamdulillah, wealth is wealth and through wealth one can achieve great honor and great status if you use money in the right way. By tape recorder hai. You can hear nazams, you can hear qiraat, you can hear bayans, you will be rewarded. You will seek knowledge. But on the contrary, you want to hear music and you want to hear songs, then that cassette player is just a cassette player. It's how you use it. The money Allah gives you, it's how you use it. It can take you to Jannat, it can take you to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all, and that will take us to Jannat insha'Allah ta'ala. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ فَيَكُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ Today my wealth is not with me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِي My status is wiped out. all the titles that were given to me, all the titles, so and so, Fulani, he has got such and such qualifications, everything is wiped out. Halaka anni sultani. And he will be there looking down, crying. Allah will say, it is no time to cry now. Too late. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا. Allah will command the angels, grab hold of him and handcuff him. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا. Handcuff. He will be handcuffed. And handcuff not dunya ki handcuff. Handcuff of Jahannam. Only Allah knows how that will be. May Allah save us. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ ذِرَاعًا فَسْلُكُوا. And the translation is an incredible translation made by Aisha Bouili. The translation she does is that padlock, Allah will say, padlock him to a chain which is 70 yards long. Padlock him, that person, to a chain which is 70 yards long. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّ ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّ. What will happen to him? And on that day, when the book of accounts is given to him on the left hand, he will try to take control of the left hand and he will want to push it in the right hand. That I should change it. I should go in Jannah. I should change it. But he will have no power over his hands. As mentioned in the last session, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Power of the body, control of the body is in dunya, not in the hereafter. In the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, the mouth will be sealed. Total obedience, the fingers, every hair will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes in the left hand, even if he tries to push, there is no way. That is why on one occasion, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person eating with his left hand. Like the English people do, fork and knife, they hold the fork in the left hand and they hold the knife in the right hand. So you're cutting with the right, but you are actually eating with the left hand. Kufar innamal mushrikuna najasun, they are not part. That is why according to some fuqaha, you touch a kafir, your wuzu breaks. But not according to Imam Abu Hanifa. So we are okay. Not according to Imam. Some of the fuqaha, because of their taqwa, their fatawa, were incredible. Incredible. Subhanallah. So, if you do have to, in some circumstances, use the fork. I've explained that before also. You take the fork in the right hand. Zarurat ke mauke par, jaise soup ho, you use the teaspoon, that is okay. Zarurat ke mauke par, you have to use the fork, then you take the fork in the right hand. Watch it in the right hand. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam preferred that. Yameen, that is the sunnah of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was eating with his left hand. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, rahmatullil alameen, was the pioneer of Amr bil ma'aruf and nahi anil munkar all the time. With great diplomacy, with love and affection, he would say to a person and talk to him to the level that he would understand. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him very politely, Kul biyaminik. It would be better if you eat with your right hand. That person, there were all sorts of people in Arabia. That person, out of pride and arrogance, that who is Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell me that I should eat with my right hand? And he said, Lastata'atu. I have no power to eat with my right hand. I can't use my right hand. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got very angry. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words that came out, words of baddu'a, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lastata'ata. Lastata'ata. If that is what you say, then you will never have the power to lift your right hand towards your mouth. Allah. On the spot, the hands became paralyzed. That was the power given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and it is mu'jiza. What is it? Well, some people are so foolish when they see of some scholars doing something that is not normal. Sometimes they use the wrong words. Bhai fala Allah wale ki ka ye mu'jiza hai. It's not mu'jiza. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. It is his karamat. And someone was saying that, oh, this Buzrug sits in India, but he eats the halwa of Lahore. Sits in India, but eats the halwa of Lahore. Subhanallah, what a great sheikh he is. Musawai, have you done that? Sit in England and eat the halwa of Zambia? No, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. But Allahu Akbar, that is not karamat. That are jinnat at work. What are they?
Jinnat.
And it is a shame. Jinnat only affect the Muslims. That's the problem. Anything that goes wrong, jinnat. Anything that goes wrong, jinnat. Don't take me wrong. I have full respect for that person who is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can anyone reject the status of waliullah? Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti, Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, and all these shuyukh that were there. These were great, great scholars, great, great scholars. It is said about Mufti Mahmood Saab, that Mufti Mahmood Saab would be in India, and if there was a jinn in a person in somewhere far in Africa, for an example, he would be sitting there in his and teaching hadith, and he would say, Nikal jao, get out. And it is said, the minute Mufti Saab would say, out, the jinn would go exit the body. That is karamat, that is power. Not eating halwa, as my respected brother. Allahu Akbar. So it is important that we identify what is karamat and the miracles. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam's mu'ajiza. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the control. Body parts, body organs would obey him. Was it not in Khaybar when Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to give the banner of Islam to Hazrat Ali? And he said, Ali, ta'al, come here. And Hazrat Ali said, Ya Rasulullah, I am suffering from ophthalmia, inflammation of the eye. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam summoned him. He said, come here at once. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, come, and he came. And he showed him the eye. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply put some spittle on the eye. And he was healed instantly. Straight away. Lu'ab-e Mubarak ka dalna, aankhon ke upar, here is the eye of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, obeying Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how body parts will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. This is power given to Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Uthman bin Makhzum radiyallahu ta'ala an, he once had a heated argument with a mushrik, a polytheist. Heated argument. Usse mein aa gaya, wo mushrik samne tha. He got very angry. And he slapped Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un right on the eye. And it injured the eye. And Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un lost one eye. So when one eye came out, Hazrat Uthman with the injured eye was holding the eye. And for them, the greatest doctor, the greatest tabib, was who? Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all shifa. Allahu Akbar. And especially there's a young boy, yesterday we went to visit him in the hospital, Muslim boy. Uske liye bhi dua kare. Allah Rabbul Alameen shifa usko de. Allahu Akbar. We only can make qadr and appreciate good health when we go and visit those who are sick. And great wazifa is also given, as mentioned, that if you pray and make dam, inshaAllah ta'ala, shifa is given. Bismillah al-Azim, As'alullah al-Azim, Rabbil Arsh al-Azim, an yashfiyak. Great wazifa. He said, when the doctors pronounce a person that now he is finished, it is at that time you read this wazifa in law. Very powerful wazifa. So they came, Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un came with the injured eye to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, look what happened to me. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Uthman, ta'al, come here. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam took hold of his eye, very softly, no anesthetic. Just simply pushed it back into its place. And Hazrat Uthman, not Hazrat Uthman bin Affan, Hazrat Uthman bin Maz'un radiyallahu ta'ala, and says that my eye, Allahu Akbar, became so perfect that in a way it even enhanced my beauty. It even enhanced my beauty. No one was to ever notice that one of my eye was ever injured. This is the operation performed by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every body part would obey Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Once Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq was on a mission. This kafir whose name was Abu Rafi', he had assassinated many companions. And one of the great enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam said one day that, who will take care of Abu Rafi'? And Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq radiallahu ta'ala stood up, he says, I will take care of the mission. And Abu Rafi' was living in a fortress, an area well protected. His house was like a castle. He was living on the top floor. In the night, one single Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Rafi', came and he entered. And it's a long story. And he went up the stairs. Everything was dark. Bypassing all the guards that were there. The guards, when they saw him, they thought that he is one of them, the guards. That is how he dressed up. And Hazrat Abu Rafi' got to the room, Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq got to the room of Abu Rafi'. And now in the dark, at night, no electricity then. Where is Abu Rafi'? SubhanAllah. Look at the intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the companion. Very slowly in the room, as if some of his close friends or one of the guards was there and saying something. He said in Arabic, Abu Rafi', where are you? Abu Rafi', where are you? So Abu Rafi' said, who is it? Who is it? And Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq, following the sound very carefully, where the voice was coming from, he quickly ran to that area, got hold of Abu Rafi', took out the sword, pierced the sword straight deep through the stomach, cutting everything, and pushed it down until it comes that the sword came out from the back. Because he promised Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, I will not leave that area, that house of Abu Rafi', until the mission is complete. And he said that I was there holding the sword for a few minutes, making sure that Abu Rafi' is finished. Ajab tasallihui, when I was satisfied, I quickly ran out of the room. As I opened the door, going downstairs, I fell, he tripped over. And when he fell down, he fractured one of the bones in the leg. So he bandaged that with his amama, with the turban that he was wearing, and slowly walked out. Some of the companions were waiting for him outside the gates. He said that I have injured my leg. I will not move from here until when the sun rises. I want to make sure that Abu Rafi' is finished. He says, go and tell the companions, go and tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the companions that inshallah the mission is completed. But he did not move. He wanted to make sure, because in the time of Jahiliyyah, when someone great would die, according to them, there were special women who would start to scream and cry, what is known as Nauha. So when they found out, when the ladies found out that Abu Rafi' has gone, early in the morning they started to scream and they started to cry and they started to sing, oh Abu Rafi', what a great man you were. Oh Abu Rafi', this is what you were, this is what you were. And Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq radiallahu ta'ala slowly made his way back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Abu Rafi', Allahu Akbar, and said to Abu Rafi', Abu Rafi', come here, spread your legs out to me, the broken bone in front of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. The muhaddithin and the people of Seerah say, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply put his hand over that area where the bone was fractured, and instantly cure was given to him, the bone healed. Hazrat Abu Rafi' radiallahu ta'ala stood up. This is the mu'jiza, this is the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Saying that in relevance to the day of Qiyamah, that on the day of Qiyamah, insan will have no control over his body at all. That is why one of the main events on the day of Qiyamah will be that one single sajda, that one single sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great imtihan is to come in Maidan-e-Hashr. One single sajda. We must not forget that we as human beings, as in when Adam alayhi salatu was salam was created, a test was put forward to the angels and the jinns, and that test was also connected to one sajda. And that one sajda made all the difference. All the difference. It divided the people of Haqq from the people of Batil. The people of Jannat from the people of Jahannam. That is why Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, whoever followed their teachings and whoever prostrated in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they put their pishani, their forehead for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the people who will go to Jannat. And for those who prostrated to anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are the people of kuffar. They are the followers of shaitan. So that one sajda made all the difference before Adam alayhi salatu was salam even came down to this earth. And before this entire humanity takes their place in whatever the manzil, the last destination that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for them, inshallah, for the believers, Jannat, inshallah ta'ala, they will have to go through this system of one sajda. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels to make an a'lan. وَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, and one angel will make an announcement. مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ شَيْئًا فَلْيَتَّبِعْهُ, whoever worships other lords and deities, that they are to go and stand in front of them. Go and stand with them. And that is why in the hadith it comes that some will go towards the sun, some will go towards the moon, وَالْأَوْفَانِ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ, some will go towards the idols, وَأَشْبَاهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ وَيُمَثِّلُ لَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ إِيسَى, and there will be a jinn who will take the shape and form of Isa alayhi salam, and people will say, here is Isa, and they will stand next to Isa alayhi salam. They will say, yes, we worship Isa alayhi salam, Isa will help us. And there will be a jinn who will take the shape and form of Musa alayhi salam, and all of them will stand next to Musa alayhi salam. And there will be a jinn who will take the shape and form of Uzair alayhi salam, and all of them will go towards Uzair. And this massive exodus of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ, on that day people will be scattered like moths. People will be scattered like moths. Everyone will be divided. They will not know what to do and where to go. وَيَبْقَى أَهْلُ الْيَهُودِ وَيَبْقَى أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُسْلِمِينَ, only people that will be left will be the Jews, the Christians and the Muslims. Everyone else will be with their own lords and deities. Jisko wo khuda mante the unke saath wo chale jayenge. At that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the Jews first, and Allah will say to them, فَقَالَ لِلْيَهُودِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ, who did you worship? And all the Jews at that time will say, Allahu wa Musa. Allahu wa Musa. We worshipped Allah and Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. That is why they are also mushriks, because they took Hazrat Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam to be the son of God also. That is part of the Aqeedah, Uzair alayhi salatu wa salam. When they say the name of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get angry and will say, أَنْتُمْ لَسْتُمْ مِنْ مُوسَى وَلَيْسَ مُوسَى مِنْكُمْ, you did not obey Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and nor is Musa alayhi salatu wa salam from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the angel to pick up all the Jews one shot, pick them up and put them aside on the left hand side, ala shimal. With one stroke, all the Jews at that time will be pushed on one side. Pushed on one side. And the next group will come, the Christians. Christian logo ki kya baat? When you corner them, they're diplomats. Mujhe, some of the magistrates came yesterday. So, mujhe kehte hai ki, what do you think of Osama bin Laden? Kya kehte? What do you think of Osama? Masjid. What do you think of Osama bin Laden? He's a magistrate. And I was perhaps wearing the wrong amama. A bit too heavy. But Umar always complains that, no, you need that big amama, so. He said to me, what do you think of Osama bin Laden? I said to him, well, for some people, Osama is Robin Hood. And for some people, Osama is Ariel Sharon. Taken in the he didn't know what to say. Kya hai kya? The baat sahi hai. Absolutely true. Subhanallah al-Azim. You are asking us, what do you think of Osama bin Laden? Osama bin Laden is not a verse of the Quran. We believe in the Quran. We believe in the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not of an individual person. We only believe in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask us the Muslims about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will give you an answer. Read the biography of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. Read the biography of the companions, the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Subhanallah al-Azim. Read their biography. This is Islam. Judge Islam by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, we are not in the position to give out our own verdict with respect to an individual. Who goes to Jannat and who goes to Jahannam? Al-ilmu indallah al-latif al-khabir. That knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, a prostitute, in her entire life, she sinned. She was not pious, she did not perform salat. But on one occasion, she showed mercy to a dog. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam said that, I saw that lady wandering in Jannah. Allahu Samad, Allah is Baniya. Who goes to Jannah? Who goes to Jahannam? Who is right? Who is wrong? The criteria is Quran and the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is in conformity to the teachings of the Quran and to the hadith, then so and so person is right. If it does not conform to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter what fame or name that person has, Allahu Akbar, the decision is not right. Subhanallah. I said to him and he agreed. He said, yeah, very true. He said, talk to me about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you know about Islam? Allahu Akbar Kabira. And the Christians will come now. Allah will say to them, ماذا تعبدون? You can't trust the Muslim today, unfortunately. Great shame, great shame. Dunya mein jo karna ho, kar le. Inshallah ta'ala, aise logon ko dunya mein hi pehle Allah Rabbul Alamin aisa maza, aisi saza chakhate hain, ke wo zindagi bhar yaad rakhe. Ke Islam ke saath gaddari, Islam ke saath bewafai, uski saza kya hai. Inshallah ta'ala. Ye dastoor hai. Ye dastoor hai. Jaisa karna waisa bharna. Dunya ke andar. You disrespect your parents, your children will disrespect you.
Of course.
You disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no respect will be given to you.
حضرت عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ایمان
سوری میں
when he came to Darul Arqam and Hazrat Hamza was there and all the companions were worried, Ya Rasulullah, Umar Farooq is here and he's got a sword in his hand and he's very very angry, he's fuming, what are we to do? Hazrat Hamza says, Ya Rasulullah, don't worry, I will kill him with his own sword.
Allahumma.
I will kill him with his own sword. Like I said to you, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an was one man who would use the sword in both hands. Very powerful, a master with the sword. A great warrior. And he was the partner of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a master when it came to swordmanship. Subhanallah. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, please, did Umar come and open the door, and the door was open, and subhanallah, Umar fell down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Victory, victory for the believers. He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Look at the jazba and the shock and and Allahu Akbar, the iman that entered the heart of Hazrat Umar Farooq. He said to Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and the companions that were there, as soon as he declared he is a Muslim, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he said, now let me think, who is the greatest enemy of the Prophet? Now all the time ibadat and worship was in a discreet manner. Here Hazrat Umar Farooq embraces Islam, he's there sitting after his shahada, he says, let me think, who is the enemy of Rasulullah? And he says, oh yeah, I know, Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl is his maternal uncle. Abu Jahl. Straight away, Hazrat Umar Farooq took his sword, got out of Darul Arqam, jazba dekhe. All the companions are saying, Umar, Umar, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Abu Jahl. Allahu Akbar. And there, Abu Jahl's house, knock, 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 knock. Abu Jahl opens the door. And he says, oh, Ya Umar, no, it was, Ya Ibn Ukhti, that is what they would say. Oh, the son of my sister. Ya Ibn Ukhti, the son of my sister, thinking that Hazrat Umar Farooq is still one of them. And Abu Jahl knew that if Hazrat Umar Farooq is with them, that is very strong, strong muscles, powerful ally to have Hazrat Umar Farooq in your team. And he is saying, Umar Farooq, what brings you here at this time? And he looked at Abu Jahl, he says, Abu Jahl, I am just here to let you know that I am a Muslim. And be very, very careful now. And Abu Jahl heard that. Someone should have given him tablets for depression. Subhanallah. This is bravery. This is bravery. What is bravery, my respected brothers? You sit there, you push the buttons, and that happened, that happened, that happened. Oh, see how strong we are. That is not bravery. That is not bravery. Bravery, wallahi lazim. There is no race in the world today that can make muqabla of Muslimin. If they come one to one, face to face. Koi aisi taqat. But we are living in a technological world. Everything is push, you press the buttons and it happens. You press the buttons and it happens. But face to face, koi hai ma kalal, jo la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah ka muqabla kar sake? Koi hai. Is there anyone? Allahu Akbar Kabeera. We are the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Umar Farooq warned him. And after that, all the Arabs were there sitting in Mount Safa. Nobody at that time would have the courage to perform this salat in Haram, in Matah. Hazrat Umar Farooq would go there and he would say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, looking at everyone. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Wo din kaisa hoga? What a day for the believers. Inna fatahna laka fatham mubeena. Respected brothers, this is the deen that we follow. Hazrat, the Christian will be there and Allah will say, Mada ta'budun, who are you worshipping? And all of them will say, Allahu wa Isa. Isa alayhi salam. Bari mazloom. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we also worship Isa alayhi salam. Allah will say, Isa antum lastu min antum laysa min Isa wa Isa laysa minkum. You are not from Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. You did not follow his teachings, and nor is Isa alayhi salatu wa salam from you. Allah will call the angels and will say, sweep them out also and push them on the left hand side. They will come up. And then we will come along, the Muslimin, the believers, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the believers, Mada ta'budun? Now who are you worshipping? The last. The last that came to this dunya, but the first to go to Jannah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, who are you worshipping? And this is just a voice that they will hear. And the believers will say, Allahu. What will they say? Allahu. The question was, Mada ta'budun? Who did you worship? The answer is perfect. They would say, Allahu. Just Allah. Just Allah. When the believers say Allah, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the angels to make another announcement. And the angel will say that now everyone that is standing, everyone that is standing, all of you prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that time the believers, the mu'mineen, the muslimin, فَيَسْجُدُ لَهُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ. The believers will be the first people to make their sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And those who followed the prophets in the correct manner, they will also be given the permission to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the mushrikeen will look at the Muslims, give Musliman to sajda mishari. The Christians will be looking at all the believers now. They have all gone to sajda, and they all have this noor in front of them, their faces are shining, and they will realize straight away that the true God is no other God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now they will want to imitate the Muslims, and they will want to go down to sajda, but it won't be possible. As mentioned earlier on, insan will have no control over his body on the day of Qiyamah. What will happen to that person? In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, فَيَعُودُ زَهْرَهُ طَبَقًا وَاحِدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the back will become one single bone. The back will become one single bone. As in that all the joints that are in the body will be removed. All the joints. Yaha joints hai. Yaha wrist mein joints hai. Elbow mein joints hai. We have joints everywhere near the legs, kneecap, everywhere. There are joints, many joints. All the joints will be removed and it will be one single body. How can anyone do ruku and sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They will try hard to come and do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No sajda. At that time this ayat will be recited, وَكَدْ كَانُوا يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ وَهُمْ صَالِمُونَ. And the prophets came to you people and invited you to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you were perfect and physically fit, but you rejected their teachings and you never made sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now you will pay for it.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. إِرْفَعُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ. Allah will say to the believers, lift up your heads. Musbat khatam kar raha. فَيَرْفَعُونَ رُؤُوسَهُمْ فَيُعْتِيهِمْ نُورَهُمْ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. All the believers will lift their heads up from sajda, and in front of them will be the noor to the level of their deeds. That is why, my respected brothers, get in the habit of performing and praying salat regularly. Don't take Islam 20% or 30%, 40%. Be perfect. Be perfect Muslims. How long does namaz take? How long? In 24 hours, Allah is, if you just add the farz salat, and it takes about, say, 8 minutes to perform the farz salat. So 5 times 8, kitne hai? 40 minutes. 40 minutes in the 24 hours. 40 minutes. And then you have the sunan. Some are sunan muakkada, some are sunan ghair muakkada. How simple and easy this Islam is, this deen is. And if we neglect and we miss out from salat and making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected brothers, a time can come that even on the day of Qiyamah, we even could face difficulty in making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a possibility. That is why Allah has made namaz farz, and that is shafqat and mercy. We have to be regular and punctual. Qaza to honi nahi chahiye. Pray your namaz with jamaat. And for some reason you can't make it to jamaat, then make sure you make wuzu and perform your complete salat at home, the least at home. First you have to go to the masjid. That is the least. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُعْتِي نُورَهُ مِثُ الْجَبَلِ الْعَزِيمِ. And when they lift their heads up from sajda, for some the nur, the light will be equivalent to the biggest mountain in the world. Shabibah, which one is that? Everest, not Kilimanjaro, no, Everest. Huh? But there are some mountains deep in the ocean even bigger than Everest. Even bigger than Mount Everest. Allahu. And the nur will be there. And slowly, slowly, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُعْتَ نُورَهُ أَصْغَرُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. And for some the nur will be less, according to the level of their taqwa. And for some the level of nur will be so weak, that what, battery flattening? Sometimes the light is there, sometimes the light is not there. And Musa bhai has to look at the mic all the time. It's green light now. And then when it becomes red, he goes back and he says, right, we have to change the batteries. You know, it's like that. Weak light. Some of them will have dim lights. Some of them will have hazard lights. Dim lights. Weak iman. Sometimes they perform salat. Sometimes they, Juma to Juma. Some were once a day, those, two times a day, three times a day. Some was Eid to Eid. And if it's Eid to Eid, then your life will be very, very weak, brothers. Very, very weak. It is said that it will be, for some the light, the nur in front will be equivalent to the thumb of the feet. So you see light on it. And he will be able to see. And when he walks, the light will be there. When he stops, again in darkness. He will want to share someone else's nur that will be there in front of him, his brother. But that won't be possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers, that we follow the sharia and the hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we should appreciate the iman and the kalima that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And appreciation only comes when we surrender ourselves totally to the Quran and to the Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq first to the speaker. I am also gunagar, my respected brother. I'm just making translation for you of the Quran and Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give tawfiq to everyone. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.